What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J.
Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there do? What are y'all out there doing, huh? Y'all out there shouting on them because they hate it, baby? Oh, my gosh. Just living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise. And you know what? Why did I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, huh? Why? Why do I tell y'all that? First of all, because God made you that way. Shout out to you, God. Oh, my gosh. He's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes. And what's the second reason? Well, I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. Huh? What is it? Come on. Y'all already know, right? Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So, no, there's a third thing that I tell y'all too, right? Oh, my gosh. Y'all ready? On three. One, two, three. I got to give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? This is what I say. Hi, haters. Because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. What's going on with y'all out there? Now listen, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, hold on, who this lady, Just a Touch of J, what she doing, you know, talking about she won't give a shout out to her haters. Let me explain this to you. Hate is acknowledgement backwards. People don't really hate you. They just don't know how to show the love. Let me see if I can put this out there in pieces for you new people who don't know. Okay, now listen, okay. So what happens is, right, I break it down like this. Psalms 23 in the Bible, okay? God's book. Oh, my gosh, the glorious word. All right? So, look, this is what God says in Psalms 23. He said, look, basically, when you out there doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, you shine it bright like a diamond, you doing everything you're supposed to do. He said, look, you know what? Since you're so thorough and so wise, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. He said, yeah, I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Your cups going to overflow. You will be blessed after blessing. All this stuff going to happen. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to hide you, you know, and I'm going to protect you and everything. Oh, my gosh. He said, you know, you're going to be okay. I'm going to make if you lay down in the green pastures, I'm going to restore your soul. He said, I'm going to do all this stuff for you. He said, then you're going to have goodness and mercy. It's going to follow you all the days of your life. He just starts talking about all these things he's going to do for you when you're doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. That's right for him, baby. So look, what happens is that when you're doing all this goodness, okay, God's like, you know what? Prepare this table. So what he does is he puts this table out there, right? Now just imagine this. Imagine this, right? Imagine you sitting at this table. And it's a table in front of you, right? And God's in front of you. But everybody else is in back of him. all your haters, your naysayers, your disbelievers, and they're like this. Oh my gosh, what's going on? Oh my gosh, is somebody over there shining on them? What's happening, right? Look, right? And God's just putting everything out there in pieces for them, right? And they like this. Is that my girl over there shining? That my boy over there shining? Because they acting like they're your friend. Like they really want to, you know, get a part of those pieces and everything, right? But they really don't. They just being nosy because they naysayers, they disbelievers and all that, you know? So they trying to figure out what's going on. And God is just like, oh, he putting you out there in pieces for him. I mean, he just laying the spread. This table has everything. God is doing this for you. Okay? And what happens is, right, when he does this, people start paying attention and they wind up getting blessed by the message. Whatever message he's using to bait them out. Like me, right? Okay, I'm coming out of this whole health thing. I'm out of this whole health thing, okay? Y'all know I had some stuff that happened with my health, right? And I had some issues that was going on. I was jacked up. And God was like, I need you to put this out there in pieces for him. And I'm like, what? He like, yeah, I need you to share your testimony. I need you to put this out there. So as I put it out there, people start coming over like, wait a minute, hold on. Is that my girl Jay? She messed up? You know? And people that didn't believe in me and all that type of stuff, people that was hating, they was coming over too. Like, what's going on? You know, hold on. Hey, friend. You know, they wasn't really my friend. And all this type of stuff, okay? That's what happens, right? And he prepares his table for them, right? Because they got to get this work too. But he does it for you in the presence of your enemy. I tell you, he said he's going to make your enemies your footstool. So what happens is, okay, look, when he does all of this magnificent stuff, you cannot hate on the haters and the naysayers and disbelievers when they come over. You can't. Because they need that work too. They need it. You can't. You got to invite them over. You got to be like, come on, girl. Shoot. What's going on with you? Hey, how you doing? You know, you want to come on over too. You got to bring them on over. Okay? Because when you bring them on over, they can get blessed by the message. And they can get this healing, this message, whatever God needs to give them. They get it through you. So what you say is, hi, haters. Because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work. And this is just a touch of you, baby. You know I got to put it out there in pieces for you. So look, have y'all been going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Oh my gosh. Mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes. Mama been dropping a dime on you. Oh my gosh. I've been putting it out there in pieces for you. Yeah. You got to check them out. You know, look, I ain't going to be going through all the pieces. Just check it out. I got a couple new things that's going on over there. My good morning affirmations. I told you that's going to be on a radio show. We're going to talk about that later. All type of stuff. Okay. Baby picture I just put out there today of me. You know, healing process. Good things, all type of stuff. I've been promoting that last podcast. Yo, oh my gosh. Yo, look, I ain't even gonna go there yet. I'm gonna wait till I get there. But y'all make sure y'all go over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram and check it out. And the Justin Touch J Facebook page, okay? Make sure y'all check it out because this piece is for you. Now look, we skating on over to the left, right? Cause I gotta talk to y'all about making Love Beast Kitchen. Oh my gosh, I got a story to tell y'all like Biggie. Biggie Smalls the rapper. Child, I've been making Love Beast Kitchen, right? And gain weight, y'all know this, 50 extra pounds. Like, I'm over here doing what it is that I do. How I got sick, y'all, I got ill. I have been feeling like under the weather for like the last 3 weeks, trying to figure out what's going on with me. Just couldn't get it. I'm like, it must be these supplements that I'm taking. You know, like, that's what I had to blame it on, because I'm like, it ain't just food. You know, baby, I know how to make Love Beast Kitchen, okay? And I'm at the hotel, and I'm like, something ain't right. You know, I don't know what's going on. Child. Anyway, I'm going to do another podcast about it, but God led me to this doctor, and this doctor basically diagnosed me and told me, yeah, I was eating things that I was having anaphylactic shock symptoms to. Child, I was over here making so much Love in this kitchen with broccoli and cauliflower and then cabbage. Set me off, y'all. Had my throat closed up and everything. That's why I ain't come to y'all. And I ain't been saying nothing to y'all for like a week. I was supposed to do Poppin' Podcast Thursdays last week. And this Sunday's word? No. Mama was jacked up. Okay? So, have I been making Love Beast Kitchen? Yeah, I think I was making too much Love Beast Kitchen, baby. This is just a touch of J. Oh, my gosh. I got to say no to broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage for right now. I can't even put them pieces out there for you. I'm still jacked up. That's why I'm like kind of stumbling on my words and stuff, because it messes like with your mental and everything. Child, it messes like your stomach controls your mind. Ah, child, this is just a touch of J. So y'all bear with me. I got to put these pieces out there for you, okay? So if it sounds like I'm over here, then I'm over there. You know why, okay? Now look, we're going to skate on over out of making Love Beast Kitchen, okay? We're going to start talking about Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness. Have I been working out? Actually, yesterday, the day before yesterday was the first day I did work out because I took last week off because I was so jacked up. Yeah, because it made my smells, y'all. Oh my gosh, my smells went up. It was July 4th when I noticed it. The fireworks was going on outside and I was in my hotel and I started to smell it. I said, hold on, wait a minute, I can smell again? Because y'all know I can smell 50 feet away. So I was like, oh my gosh, and I started smelling people through the walls in the hotel room. Oh my gosh, I said, no, God, please. Thank God that the doctor wound up reading through my paperwork and found out that that's what was wrong with me. So I did work out, okay? I worked out and I did my whole upper body, baby. And I felt so good about it. And today I'm going to do legs, okay? I'm pushing through legs. I'm doing it. I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm cutting it in half. I'm not going to do the whole 400 something. I'm just going to do 200 something. But I'm going to put it out there in pieces for them, baby, because that's what I do. It's Just Such a Day Fitness. Now, also been working on new fitness clothing too. So that's coming to y'all. I told y'all that. So ladies and gents, make sure you paying attention to these pieces, okay? Up in all my bios, my Linktree address, and this is justatouchofj.com. Check out what I got going on. I mean, I got fitness stuff, like everything. Jump ropes is coming out, all type of stuff, bands, everything. You know, I already got some pieces out there. Check it out, order it, do what it is that you do. Y'all love it. I love you. Okay. Now, let's talk about the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all got my app popping. Y'all had my app of the day. Yeah, I think it was Sunday. Y'all had my app of the day on Sunday. Thank you so much. I love y'all. Okay, I'm just putting it out there. Just a Touch of J. That's it. And y'all like it. So thank you. I've been putting my morning affirmations out. Okay, for y'all, so y'all can get them through the app. Haven't really been posting a lot of stuff on the app because, you know, I was jacked up, you know, and I told you, it messed with your mental, it messed with everything, child. It had you, I couldn't even remember. I had took my medicine the other day, baby. I said, wait a minute, what did I take? I said, oh my gosh, I need this to calm down. The levels got high and I was all confused and everything, but I ain't confused about this. I ain't confused about how y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby. What are y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, the numbers just keep going up. Y'all starting to scare me. I said, what the heck? Look, God told me to share my stuff on TikTok, and I ain't on that whole TikTok thing because I'm just like, social media is something dope. Like, it's always something going on. Everybody on TikTok doing the same thing, pointing here, pointing there, and this word's popping. I'm like, what in the hell? They over here just recording people's voices and talking on, and acting like they the people. Child, this is just a touch of day. That is just too many pieces for me. I'm there going there 45 years old. I said, what is a tick and a tap? But okay. Y'all already know this about to be a popping podcast. Somebody done called me. Child, threw my whole service and everything offline, baby. This is just touching. I'm recording my phone, right? Threw everything off. My girlfriend, Harriet. Shout out to you, Harriet. This is what you just did, okay? I need you to listen to this podcast now because it's going to be popping. But anyway, right? Where was I at? I don't even remember. Oh, I had my memory messed up and everything. I think that's what I was talking about, y'all. We were talking about, oh, my podcast. Y'all got the numbers. I said, y'all starting to scare me. Because, look, I put everything on TikTok. That's what I'm talking about, TikTok, okay? What the heck is a tick and a tock and all that, right? So I put it out there for them, right? I put my podcast out there on TikTok. I just said, you know, let me start sharing it. They went crazy. I turned around and said, wait a minute, like 1,000-something people liked it and shared it. Oh my God, this is just touching your baby. Y'all is out there putting this thing out there in pieces for him. And that was the sex podcast. Remember I told y'all, God wanted me to talk to y'all about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Yo, y'all did that. Y'all like that one. I actually listened to that podcast myself probably like 15 times. I said, this thing right here is popping. It really is popping like popcorn, baby. So thank you so much for all the love on the Just a Touch of J podcast. So, look, let me go ahead for something else happened because this must going to be a good word. Okay, so look, I got to talk about Beat Break Radio and the Jataj Podcast Network, okay? Y'all know about the Jataj Podcast Network. That's my podcast network, okay? I got an app that's coming out. All right. And it's being, you know, all it's just going to be just so dope. All the podcasts is going to be on the app. Like, it's just thorough. Okay. It's separate from the Just and Touch J app. Okay. But if you want to join the Jataj Podcast Network, it's on Facebook, it's on Instagram, private groups, you know, hit me up. Let me know. You could be on there if you're thoroughly you wise. Okay. Now, Beat Break Radio. All right. I'm going to be on Beat Break Radio 3 times. Plus, also, you are going to be able to just click on. Okay, their podcast FM app downloaded because I'm be on that too. Yeah, baby, this is Just and Touch J. Oh my gosh, they got me putting it out there in peace for y'all everywhere, just everywhere. We got the Just and Touch J show, right? Then you got the 411 wire. I'm on there every top of the hour, and then I'm be doing good morning affirmations. Affirmations in the morning for you so you can get this good wisdom and knowledge. All right, now look, this is Just a Touch of Day. All that was just pieces for you. Now look, let me go ahead on over and skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. Oh my gosh, so I can shine bright like a diamond, because I gotta do what it is that I got to do. So look, I got a story to tell like Biggie, so here go. Clear my throat. Let me clear my throat. Y'all remember that? Anyway, look. So, God told me I need to talk about Joseph. For those of y'all who don't know, it's a story in the Bible. It's Joseph, okay? Coat of many colors. Check it out. Look it up, okay? Get those pieces, okay? Please, okay? So, look. Joseph, I got a story. God told me to talk about Joseph's dream. Now, it's Genesis chapter 37. Please read it. It's so thorough, so wide. Like, the Bible is off the hook, okay? You start reading that thing, and you spend the time with God, and you'll be like, oh, my gosh, they were doing some stuff back then. So, look, let me tell you the story. So, Joseph, right, he had this dream, right? And I'm reading it, and I'm like, okay, I get the dream thing. And God's like, you know, I want you to talk to my people about the dream. And I'm like, you know, I don't really know what to say about the dream. So I put some pointers down. At first, I was going to come to y'all, and I said, I don't feel like I got it yet, though. Because I can't tell y'all nothing unless I got it all together. I don't care if it's Papa Podcast Thursdays. I tell you all the time, I'll be back when I got something else to say. And I just kept feeling I didn't have anything to really say about it yet. Any of y'all out there going through that, like you know you want to put something out there in pieces for somebody, but you just like, yeah, you don't have it all together yet. You got to put it out there the right way. That's how I was feeling. So I kept saying, God, you know, what is it that you're telling me about this dream? What are you telling me? So then God started bringing stuff to me. And the day he dropped a dime on me. So I said, oh my gosh, so look, let me start off like that. Let me tell you the story, okay? This is the story. So Joseph, he has this dream, okay? And he tells some people, okay? And then he has another dream. And then he tells some people. Any of y'all out there had some dreams? They were so thrilled and wise that you was like, oh my gosh, I got to tell somebody about this dream. You know what I'm talking about? Like, the dream was just so thorough. You like, oh my gosh, especially if it's about you and you doing something in the future. You like, oh my gosh, I got to share this with somebody. Well, that's how Joseph was. You know, he shared the first dream, you know, and then he shared the second one. The second one was just like crazy stuff. He said, look, y'all going to be like bowing down in a way. Okay, y'all, I don't want to spoil it for you, but basically, people's going to be bowing down to him. Okay, and other people's things. I'm just put it out there like that. And basically, he went and told his family, and he told his brothers, and his brothers got mad. Any y'all out there going through that? Like, you told somebody your dream, and then all of a sudden they mad at you because you told them your dream because you believe in it. Oh my God, baby, this is Just a Touch of Day. I've been there. Okay, like literally, God had gave me these dreams, these visions, because the Bible tells you that when God gives you things, visions and dreams, you got to write them down. Okay, he says, write the vision down and make it plain. So they're going to run with it. Who? The angels, everybody. They got to run with it. You got to write it down because it's going to come. He said it will come when it's supposed to come. Right? Because when God gives you something, he let you know, like, look, this is what's about to be happening. Okay, it's going to happen for you. Okay, so Joseph was like, look, this is what's going to happen. He, you know, he out there, he put it out there peaceful. Like, look, y'all, oh my gosh, this is going to happen. They like, what? Bowing down to you? Please. So they start plotting on them. And y'all out there go through that? Like when somebody, you tell them your dream and they start plotting on you, like against your dream? Like you ain't had your own dream? Like God didn't give you nothing? I'm so sorry. But you know, like that's how you feel. You feel like, daggone, why you hating on me? You all happy and smiling. They mad? That's how they was doing Joseph. Joseph goes ahead and he tell his parents. He tell his daddy. He said, you know what? Look, Dad, you know, this is going to happen to Dad. Like, what?
Like, nobody believes in his dream. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you got this dream. You're like, you know what? I know I'm going to do this in life. Like, look, I'm starting this business. Yes, I'm going to do a car company. And people looking at you like, what? Your dad didn't even graduate high school. Like, you forgot you got a GED. You know, stuff like that. Like, you know, your baby mom or, you know, your wife or somebody don't believe in you. Or perhaps your husband don't believe in you, sis. You know, because you want to start your makeup business or something. He like, yeah, okay, yeah. Everything you start, you know, you don't finish. And you like that. You like, no, but I had a dream. Okay? That's how Joseph was feeling. He was like, oh my gosh, I had a dream. But nobody believed him. They didn't believe in it. Okay? How y'all know? Look, y'all know this. That when God give you something, it ain't for everybody. It's for you. Because if he was supposed to give it to them, then they wouldn't understand it. All right? So this is just such a baby. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. So look, he gets Joseph his dream. Everybody's against them. So the brothers basically plot to kill him. Oh my gosh. Look, I'm going to kill you because we can't let this dream happen. Anybody out there doing that to y'all? Like, literally, you hype, you talking about the dream. Now they all trying to, like I said, like trying to kill you, kill your dream, destroy you. Okay? And look, destroy you like laughing at you. When you go ahead and you try to put it out there in peace for you, tell them, you know, you hype, you believe in yourself. They're like, sure, you know, all that type of stuff. Well, they did that to Joseph. They did it to me, and I know they did it to y'all, okay? If you, especially if you had a dream, okay? Like, look, Martin Luther King, he had a dream. You know what they did to him. Jesus himself, he had a dream. They took Martin Luther up out of here, okay? Because of his dream. He up there talking about something. I have a dream. They was like, you think so? We think not. Assassinated. Okay, Jesus was like, look, let me tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to be doing this, I'm going to be doing that. He was doing miracles, signs, and wonders and everything. They said, oh no, you a dreamer. You got some stuff going on. We got to knock you up out of here. We got to take you up out of here. Anytime you have a dream, especially when a God gives you, baby, the enemy is up against you. Any of y'all out there going through that? I know you out there going through it. You struggling. You like, dang, on. Every time you try to, now look, you done told people about the dream and they hate no dream, right? These are the people that love you. It's supposed to be there for you too. So it's like crushing you because you like, dang, on, I thought you was going to believe me. And they ain't believing in you. Then they trying to destroy your dream. And you like, dang, on, what's going on? And then you got the enemy coming up against you about the dream. Okay? Because listen, baby, when God put it out there in pieces for him, everybody start to see it. What did I tell you? He prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies. So look, let's get back to this dream. Okay. Because Joseph, anyway, he has his dream, right? And I'm reading it and all that. And I'm like, all right, okay, I got it. And then I kind of just, I didn't get it no more. I was like, all right, he got the dream. They was hating on him and everything. All right, God, what else you trying to say? So look. God always got to bring it to me. I'm watching Transformation Church. Shout out to Mike Todd. Yes. Pastor Mike Todd. I'm watching Transformation Church. And he just had a baby, right? So he has his guest, you know, over there speaking. One of the other pastors, he's there. He's doing his thing. Doing what he is that he do, that he do, that he do. Guess what he's talking about, y'all? Joseph's dream. Oh, my gosh. I said, God, this is what you it don't never fail. God always doing something, trying to like move the situation around and put me right where I need to be at so I can talk to y'all about what I got to talk to y'all about. So I'm like, okay. So he's talking about how he had asked this guy, you know, hey, how you doing? How's everything going on? And the guy was like, I'm living a dream. And he was like, you know, like Joseph, we are all living a dream. And I start thinking, and y'all know what happens when I start thinking. I said, oh, Joseph received the dream and he believed in it. Other people didn't receive it. That's why he lived out his dream. I said, God, that's what you want me to talk to him about today? God said, yeah, I want you to talk to him about the fact that they're not receiving it. They're letting other people block them from their dreams. They don't really receive what I gave them. So look, I come on here. I got to talk to y'all about it, okay? And I got to tell y'all a little testimony about what happened with me, okay? So I back this thing up, but just work with me, okay? I told you I'm a little all over the place, but I got it, all right? So I told y'all I just had some health stuff going on, right? And it had me like nervous because these are symptoms that I had in January, okay? We're going to get back to the dream in a second. These are symptoms I had in January, okay? Increased sense of smell. It's very, very scary because it shocks your system. It sends you into shock, close your throat up and all that. So I'm like, oh my gosh, my smell's up again. You know, I'm panicking. And I'm like, just, you know, okay, calm down. And I'm like, okay, now I know I can't eat certain stuff because it messes you up when you eat. The histamine levels rise because all food has histamine on it. Some of it's low. So I'm like, okay, now I'm just eating meat, okay? And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm nervous and everything. So I'm like, the symptoms and things are starting to return, okay? All right, now follow me. Now as these symptoms and things are starting to return, I started to second guess. I was like, you know what? You know, I know, God, you said you healed me and everything, but like, look, why is all this stuff happening? Am I really healed? Is something else going on inside me? Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, literally, like, you like, okay, I believe you, God. You know, I'm healed. Everything's straight. Everything going to be okay with the rent. Then all of a sudden, something happened. And you like, wait a minute, hold on. What's going on? I thought you said you had my back. That's basically how I was. I was like, God, wait a minute. I thought you had me. And then God laid on my heart. He said, you know what? I do got you. But did you really receive that? Do you really believe that if a symptom comes and you have like an issue along the way, I mean, you out here, you telling everybody in podcast land, you know, fight the good fight of faith. You know, be there, believe God. I don't care. Push through it. Even if it hurts one day, you keep on going. You out here telling them all that, but then as soon as you have a little setback real quick, now you want to question me? He said, Joseph believed the dream. That's why they was laughing at him. That's why they tried to kill him, because they knew this brother right here, he's something. This brother right here, he actually believed this. He might be trying to go ahead and live out this dream of us bowing down. We can't let this happen. I said, oh. So, like me, I got a little shaky. You know, I got a little shaky. They got shaky. I got shaky. But not Joseph. So, God started dropping a dime on me. He said, see, you got to be believing what I tell you. And that's the problem that my people got out here. That's why I need you to go ahead and I need you to talk to them. I need you to drop a dime on them. Okay? Because I'm giving them dreams, hopes, ambitions. I'm giving them visions on what they need to do. But they're looking at their present circumstance. He needs y'all to be like Joseph. He said, it don't matter if they don't believe it. Somebody is out there, I'm telling you, this is a prophetic word for somebody. Somebody right now, y'all, whoever listens to this, you like, oh my God, that's me. I'm telling you. Because when God dropped a dime on me, he tell me to come out here and tell y'all something. I know it. Okay? He won't put this out there in peace for you. Somebody is out there right now, you stagnant. You don't believe in yourself because of the current circumstances, things that's going on. First of all, you just believe in God. You like, yeah, you know what? I'm everything going to be okay. But then something changed. You like me with my health? We got to be like Joseph. So God said, what are you going to believe, Veronica, Jillian, Jay, V, you know, Jill, what, you know, whatever you want to call yourself, baby. What you want to believe? You want to believe in me? Or you want to believe in your little symptoms and stuff? Because, you know, you ate some stuff that wasn't cool and it set you off. You was a little jacked up because you had a returning symptom. But see, God, he's so good that it wasn't even as strong as it was before. Okay? It was so strong before. Like I told you, I couldn't breathe. This time I still could breathe. It was just strong. I smelled people in their rooms, but it wasn't like, you know, I couldn't breathe. So I said, okay. He said, I need you to believe me. I need you to tell these people out here that they not receiving what I tell them. Okay. So look, let me give you another one, right? I ain't gonna put no names out there, but just such a day. Okay. I told somebody, I said, you know what? You know, God healed me. And, you know, this person say, you know, you might always have to take this medicine. I said, excuse me. I said, God, help me. I didn't want to receive that. Okay? You have the power to cast that stuff down. Anything that anybody speak over you. Okay? Like, you ain't thorough and wise. Don't believe that. You don't got to believe that. Me and my girlfriend was talking about that today. You don't got to believe nothing that somebody speak over your life that's against the will of God and what God says. He said, I'm going to heal you and I can heal you. And Jeremiah, okay, listen, he said, I am God. Is there anything too hard for me? So ain't nothing too hard for him. It's about us receiving, believing. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, right? But how can he strengthen an eye that can't do? If you want to get off of drugs, right? You got an issue with drugs and you like, dang, I want to stop drinking. I want to stop doing this. I want to stop smoking. I want to stop smoking weed. I want to stop sniffing cocaine. I want to stop doing whatever it is. That's your thing. You want to stop, right? But then you walking around talking about saying, you know, I ain't going to be able to do this. I can't, you know, you don't really believe that God can do it for you. How's he going to do it? God's like, look, y'all can't be like that. You got to be like Joseph. Joseph had a dream. So when Michael Todd's church, Transformation Nation, okay, when the guy was on there and the pastor was talking about, you know, the guy that said, I'm living a dream. I need you to understand that you are currently living the dream. Whatever dream you believe in, you're living it. Oh my God, baby, this is just such a thing. I'm trying to break this thing down for y'all. You are currently living it. So if you don't believe in yourself, you're currently living in what you're not believing. It ain't about nobody else not believing in you, baby. It's about you. It's about you. They're going to come up against you. The naysayers, the disbelievers. They're going to laugh at you. They're going to do whatever. But what do you believe about you? Because you're living the dream. I said, oh, God. Oh, I finally got it. Yes. I said, yes. I start to smell everything around. I said, my smells is going. Okay. You want me to talk to him now? He said, yeah, I need you to go in there. I need you to talk to him. Because they are living the dream. Whatever it is that you believe about yourself and your dream, you living it right now. Right now. Yeah. So God gave you something and you out there, you like, look, man, look, I'm out here doing everything I got to do. You winning, you networking yourself. You know, you going to events and you trying to do what it is you got to do. You starting a business, you taking out the loan. They tell you no, you go to another one. They tell you no, you go here. You know, you can get no 50 times or 51 time you try. You can go ahead and get what it is that you need to get. You don't give up. You keep going, right? You living a dream. Or you could be out here talking about something, you know, I ain't going to be able to go ahead and do this and this and this and that. You still living a dream. You living it out. Them pieces. And God said, I need y'all to be more like Joseph. Joseph had a dream. Martin Luther King, you know, he had a dream. His dream's still going on right now. They still talking about I got a dream. You know, I had a dream. It's a holiday after him and everything. Jesus said, you know, we still talking about him. Oh, my gosh. He is the most thoroughest, wise person. Like, look, oh, you thought you was going to go ahead and kill me. You thought you was going to go ahead and do that. But watch how I put these pieces out there. Watch how I trick you. Okay? Like, he lived the ultimate dream. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? Believed in itself. Like what? Yeah, I heal you. Bow. You know, Martin Luther King out there like, look, I'm going to do this. Obama, he had a dream. He believed in himself. Just think about all these great people. Jay-Z, the rapper, he had a dream. Biggie Smalls, he had a dream. I mean, you want to talk about who? Halle Berry, she had a dream. All these amazing people. Steve Harvey, he had a dream. Steve Harvey was living in his car, catching fish, eating them at rest stops. But he had a dream. Oh, and let's not talk about Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry, okay. Tyler Perry was living in his car too, but he had a dream. So many people had a dream, but they were living it out. And look what happened now. They're living out their dream. So if you out there, you all stuck and you trying to figure out why you stuck and you all jacked up, it's because you're living the dream. Yeah. Look at what you're doing to yourself. Think about how you believe in yourself. Think about the people that you got around you right now. Are they sowing into your dream? You better check yourself because you might be wrecking yourself. Check that circle. You got too many squirrels in your circle. Too many squares in your circle, okay? You got to get rid of them people. This is about elevation right here. You know, when things come up like they came up before, somebody knocked you down or something happened, you still got to keep living out that dream. Okay? You can't go back to what it used to be. You can't start thinking, oh, it's not going to work for me. Because that's how I was. I was like, oh my gosh, God, like, what the heck? I thought I was okay. God, like, look, you believe me or not? I said, wait a minute, hold on. Okay, God, dang on. You know, I got to live this dream thing out right. Because the enemy going to be up against me because I'm thorough and I'm wise. He going to be up against me. All type of people going to say stuff. Mm-hmm. They going to be hating. High haters because y'all need this work too. Things going to happen. I'm going to have people going to try to play me. I'm going to have all type of stuff. People going to tell me no. Some people going to tell me yes. Doors are going to open. Doors are going to close. Even with my healing process right now, something can happen tomorrow. You know, I was just on there. Like, y'all, God healed me. Y'all see how God healed me? Then all of a sudden, I got an increased sense of smell. That don't mean I ain't healed. That just means I'm living a part of that dream. Come on, man. I wouldn't even be able to tell you to come on here. I wouldn't even be able to come on here and tell you that had it not happened, you wouldn't even know that I could relate that to the dream. You understand what I'm saying? All things work together. Okay? For the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Because we are predestined. Okay, baby? Just touch it. I'll be dropping those scriptures on y'all, baby. Y'all got to make sure y'all check that out. I think that is Ephesians or Philippians. Check it out, baby. Look, okay? Get it all together, okay? All right, it's out there. It's in pieces. Check it out, okay? All things are going to work together. But I really want y'all to know this. You know, I'm just out here. I'm just talking to y'all. You know, this is like my story. I'm here and I'm there, but I'm trying to put it together. I told y'all my brain is all jacked up today. Okay, but I'm coming up out of this thing, and y'all are coming up out of things too. But you're living the dream right now. When that guy said, "I'm living a dream," we're all living a dream. Whatever dream that God gave you, you're living it out. Yeah, but it depends on how you deal with it, on how the dream gets played out. Yeah, it's how you're dealing with it. Either you believe it and you really receive what he said over your life, you want to have it. You want to know a tree by its fruits. I tell you all the time. Didn't I tell y'all that God started giving me these visions and everything? 2017, I started writing it down. He said, "You're going to have mobile app." I'm like, "A mobile app? Okay, you know." He said, "It's going to be green and black. It's going to read like this." I said, "Okay." He said, "It's going to be J and adjust the touch and making love these kitchens. Going to be down here." And I'm like, "What's making love these kitchens?" He like, "That's your food thing." I'm like, "Oh, okay." And he like, "You know, you're going to name your app just to touch J." And I'm like, "From the hashtag that you gave me?" He like, "Yeah, you'll get it." You know, he tell me all this. "You're going to lose weight." And I'm like, "I'm 220 pounds. I'm lose what?" He like, "Yeah, 75 pounds. I'm doing all this stuff. You gonna have fitness come, you got clothes and all this." Here it is, 2021, and I have all that. But all that time I was living out the dream. So look, let me get back to Joseph's story, right? I'm gonna end it up like this, okay? I'm really all together there, okay? Now Joseph, right? See, he had the dream, right? And everybody was hating on him. They didn't believe him and all that, right? Then the brothers tried to kill him, right? So look, they try to kill him, okay? And then one of the brothers says, "You know what? Nah. I can't do this. I can't let this happen. Let's just sell him." Right? So they basically throw him in his pit, right? Okay? Throw him in his pit. They get his jacket and all this stuff, this coat that his dad gave him because he was so thorough and wise. His dad gave him the coat. His dad gave him this thorough behind coat. All right? I almost forgot to tell y'all about the coat. The coat was of many colors, okay? It set him apart from everybody else. So the brothers already had animosity against him, okay? Because see, when you thorough and you wise, like me and a lot of y'all out there, you're set apart from other people and they don't like you. God gives you things that they don't like. Okay? Now look, let me go ahead and give you these pieces, right? So anyway, they rip up the coat. And they rip up the coat and they put some animal blood on it or whatever. And then they take it to the dad, like, "Look, dad, huh? You know he's dead." You know, this how much they hated his dream. Oh, child, they will destroy you for your dream. Okay? So anyway, right? They say they're going to sell them. And what happens is that he gets away, basically, okay? Now, all these years start going by as all these other things are happening. But he gets thrown in jail. Then he gets a chance to interpret people's dreams in jail. Now, look, now, he like, "How the heck I had a dream that people was down, bound down to me, now I'm in jail?" Any of y'all going through that? Like, you just all locked up. They won't let me out. Like, you just messed up right now. You like, "What the heck? God, I thought you said I was going to have this," but it's all jacked up. Like, me, like, right now, like, I'm jacked up. But he was still living a dream. He just didn't know that. Okay. So, look. So, then, after that, right, he meets up with Potiphar. Potiphar. Oh, Potiphar does him right, right? He gives him all this goodness, right? Then Potiphar's wife, she still don't like it. But she wants him. So then she tries to seduce him, right? He like, "No, I can't do this." You know, he said, "You know what? I can't be doing all this." And she was fine. Okay, y'all? She was fine. She had to be fine, okay? But he was like, "You know what? I can't do this. You know, no." So she lies and basically says, "You know, he tried to go ahead and have sex with me." Oh, my gosh. Because when the hate don't work, they start telling lies. Shout out to Fabulous, the rapper. That's the song. But anyway, look. So what happens is, right? She lies. Then he gets put back in jail. Now look, all of this from a dream that he had. Oh my gosh, baby, this is just a touch of J. God is putting this out there in pieces for y'all, and I hope y'all get this. I told y'all I'm a little jacked up today, right? So he ends back up in jail for living out his dream. Any of y'all out there going through that? Oh my gosh, you just all jacked up because you just wanted to believe in yourself. You told somebody to dream. So, after all this happens, right, he's in jail, then he interprets another dream for Pharaoh, and, not Pharaoh, what was his name? I can't think of his name right now, baby, like I told y'all, this is just a touch of J. Dad, what's his name? Hold on, let me see. I think I wrote down something. Potiphar. He freaking interprets the dream for Potiphar, right? And Potiphar says, "You know what? You so thorough and you so wise, I'm making you ruler over all this." So Potiphar like puts him in position to be the head. So now people are really bowing to him. So he has children, gets a wife, all this stuff, right? Now all these years pass. He's living out the dream. And guess who comes back to him one day? Needing something. Bowing before him. The people who was just playing him. Baby, this is just a touch of Jack. I told you, he gonna prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. He said, I'm gonna make your enemies your footstool. You just do what I tell you to do. Live out the dream. And that's what happened. All this stuff he had to go through to live out the dream. All this stuff. We don't know what we're going to go through. I know God done told me a lot of stuff about myself. Did I think I was going to get ill? No, I didn't know that was part of the dream. But I'm living out the dream. Now I'm talking to y'all. Now I'm writing books. Now I got book deals. All these different things have happened because of the dream. I got a testimony out of this world that has opened up so many doors. I had to go through that because that was part of the dream. So if you're going through some stuff, just keep on going through. You're living the dream, but you got to be careful. You got to be careful because people will try to destroy the dream. You got to be careful. You can't get down on yourself when things come up. You still got to live it because it's the dream. And the dream, oh, the dream could go on for many, many years. Dream could go on for many, many years if you're not receiving what God told you. If you're not believing in yourself. If you keep stopping and turning around because your dream is a little rough, it's a little hard. This just touched it, baby. That's all I got for you. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you, okay? So look, how y'all want me to end this? Okay? I know you got it. I know you got it. I know you got it. Y'all want me to do it like this? My sexy Janet Jackson Barry White voice. You ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of Jay. Mm-hmm. No, y'all know, y'all know. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Oh my gosh. And I know you got those pieces. And it was a lot of pieces. Okay? It was a lot of pieces. Normally I kind of write it down and work it out for y'all, but he just dropped a dime on me. And I was like, God, you sure I'm ready? You know, because my head is kind of jacked up a little bit. And I'm over here and I'm over there. He said, yo, you got it. So I had to put that out there for y'all. So look, what's the first thing I tell y'all when I'm skating on up out of here? To the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond and do what it is I do, baby. I tell you, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't nothing wise. Please don't. Listen, it's a lot of people out there. When you got a dream, they're trying to make you feel like you ain't darling wise because you got a dream. Like, excuse me, hold on, pump your brakes. Why are you mad at me? Because God gave me a dream. Don't get mad at me because I'm thorough. Y'all got to be like Joseph. No. And you dad gonna sure can't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't, because I almost did that. I almost did that. Child, I'll be coming over here telling y'all all my secrets. I almost did it though. Because I was really just like, oh my gosh. You know, I started not to believe a little bit. I was like, wait a minute, hold on, God. I thought you said you healed me. Why I smell like this? You know, you had me all in front of the camera like, look how God healed me. Then all of a sudden I'm smelling stuff like, what is going on there, okay? Did you heal me or not? Okay? That's how I was feeling. But I said, you know what? No. Stop. Because that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to doubt God and yourself. And that's how I was making myself feel like I wasn't thorough and wise. So be careful if you're out there doing it. Just remember, you know, obstacles and things can come and just keep it pushing. And you know why you got to do that? Come on, y'all. What's the second thing I tell y'all when I'm skating up out of here? Because you got to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Yes, you got to live your best life. You got to shine on them. Now, look, what if I was all down this stuff and all jacked up? I wouldn't be out here living my best life doing what it is that I do. Yo, I forgot to tell y'all, I'm moving on Friday. My house is ready. God is so good. Y'all, he had my house ready a week early. Okay, y'all know they had to build it. Child, this is just such a, it was a lot of pieces, okay? But he had my house ready, and I'm moving in, and my dad is going to be here tomorrow. I'm just so excited. Oh, my God. I'm recording for y'all. I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to show y'all the walkthrough and everything, baby. This is just such a, make sure you taking care of them pieces, okay? But, you know, if I had got myself down, I wouldn't be able to tell y'all this. I wouldn't be able to shine on them, you know, so they can hate it. And they come over here and get the blessing, you know, of the message, okay? Because, look, what I tell you all the time, the last thing, right? You got to spread love. Because it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just a touch of it, baby. Okay? I put out a devotion today about love. Okay? You got to give somebody love. The world needs love. Okay? And let me tell you the end of the story.
with Joseph, right? See, when they came back to him, he was hurt, man, because his dream, he was looking at it. He was like, wow, this was the dream. So he knew, I had to go through all of this. Y'all literally was going to kill me and all of this stuff just because of my dream. Like, how could you do this? Could you imagine all these people that hated on you? Because people won't be hating. They're going to do stuff, and then one day they're going to have to come to you because that's part of the dream. You got to remember this, right? This is about the love. He could have did them wrong, but he chose to do them right. And he made sure that everything was okay with them, even though they was bowing down to him. That's the lesson. God will give you everything that you need, but you got to get a love when the love come back, regardless of how they treated you, regardless of how they did you. You still got to be there. You got to be better than that, because you got to show people that when God give you a dream, it's for a reason, and you still got to be thorough and wise. Okay, so look, quick recap, all right? Quick recap. This is a quick recap, right? Recap. I'm jacked up, okay, because I was eating some stuff that I didn't know was causing me to go into anaphylactic shock for 3 weeks, okay? I kept feeling jacked up. Then I realized, oh my gosh, because my doctor told me, oh my gosh, this is what's going on. New doctor. I'm like, oh, okay, great, right? It is on that paper. Why wasn't I looking at that paper? I don't know. I was looking at the other paper that they gave me. This is just a touch of day, baby, okay? So those pieces caused me to be all jacked up. And when God was telling me to record the podcast, I was, you know, trying to figure out what you're talking about as far as dreams concerned. Then he dropped a dime on me. Boom, I need you to talk to him about it. And I need you to tell him what's going on with you. Because we're all living a dream. Okay? And what happens is sometimes when things happen, opposition comes and things like that. You don't want to believe the dream that I gave you. You want to retract. And I almost did that. I got a little scared, baby. You know, I almost stopped eating and stuff. God said, no, I need you to keep on going. And that's what he needs you to keep on going. He needs you to believe just like Joseph, just like me. Because see, at the end, everything's going to come out the way that it's supposed to be. Okay? But you got to live the dream. All right? So that's it, man. I'm up out of here. You know, I don't even know what else to say to y'all. Except for that I love y'all. Thank you for praying for me. I'm finally up out of this hotel. I feel like, yo, we've been on an emotional roller coaster in the journey. Like, I've been in the hotel since March. Remember when I was in the Airbnb, y'all? Remember that? Then I did the 21 days of podcasting. And then I was at the house and stuff when I was crying and all jacked up. Like, y'all pray for me. And I felt like stuff was crawling all over me. And, oh, man, it's been a roller coaster. My hair fell out. My hair grew back. I was 100 pounds. Now I'm 150-something pounds, child. I was working out last year, doing everything I had to do at the top of my life. Then I got hit with the illness. Bam! They didn't know what was wrong with me. It's just been stuff. And now I'm moving into my new house because I'm living out the dream. Okay? Because I believe. God took me at the hotel, had over $15,000 for the hotel. Okay? He gave all that. Then took my money away and everything. Humbled me. Gave me humility. I'm smiling. I'm happy because I'm living a dream. I learned so many lessons. Y'all been rocking with me along the way, and we're going to keep on rocking. Okay, because ain't going to be nothing but opportunity. It's going to be popping off. So make sure y'all paying attention, because this is part of your dream. Listening to me is you living part of your dream. You're going the way that you're supposed to go. Because I'm telling you nothing but right stuff, the goodness. All right, so look, keep on living the dream. Don't get caught up. Don't worry about the people who, oh my gosh, please. Please don't worry about the people who don't believe in you and try to kill your dream. Because I could have did that. I told y'all that was one of the major lessons that happened. One of the major lessons is that through this process, God showed me a lot of people who weren't really there for me. I thought they was there. I was connecting myself to them thinking like, oh, okay, y'all got my back. Then when I got ill, they was like, oh no. You know, they left me out there. They left all the pieces out there. They wasn't there for me, baby. God said, look, small thing to a giant. I had to let you know what that is, because see, you about to do big things. We can't have them pieces. Them pieces, they all just little pieces. We can't have that going with you. No. But let me go ahead and break that away. Okay? So y'all got some of that going on too. So just keep on just going forward, please. I'm telling you. Keep listening. I love y'all. Just keep on going. I'm going to keep on going. We fighting this thing. Okay? Y'all rocking with me. Y'all going to see. You going to see the dream manifest. I promise you. God is not a liar. So I'm not a man that I should lie. You going to reap what you sow. I'm going to reap a harvest if I don't faint, if I don't quit. Look it up in scripture. All right. God ain't a lie. All right. So look, I'm up out of here. I love.
I love y'all. I can't wait to show you the house. Oh my gosh, I love y'all. All y'all, case, thousands of y'all. Oh my gosh, I love y'all, man. And this is just a touch of J. I'll be back. All right? When I got something else to say. Alright, so I'll be back. Told y'all, man. This is just a touch of J. Everything else God. And I will be back when I got something else to say. I love y'all. Y'all have a blessed day. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of J, baby. Coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine, right? Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
You better download that Just a Touch of J app. Y'all out there shining on them. I know you out there living your best life. Well, listen, right? I got some new songs of the week for you. I had to give a shout out to my girl, Mary J. Blige. That's the queen. Has her own documentary on Amazon. Yeah, it's all about my life, right? Which is so crazy because there's a Just a Touch of J documentary too, and it's all about my life. So what I did was I put together some songs for Beat Break Radio and for you guys, okay? Make sure y'all check it out on the 411 Wire and right after this. Yeah. They're up next, man. It's all about how she's influenced my life. And like I said, baby, this is just a touch of J. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. Make sure y'all stay tuned to what's
on the street is she's got the 411 on the latest news and entertainment. It's the 411 Wire.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. Jay, what y'all out there doing? Huh? Jay. Oh my gosh, y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Well, listen, right? You are listening to Beat Break Radio, 87 FM and Reach One Communications, where it's everything podcast and music, baby. And this is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, right? Oh my gosh, yes. What's the 411, hun? You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. And this is the 411 Wire. And I got the hottest entertainment segment for you for this week. Man, what we gonna do this week is we gonna switch this one up just a little bit, dedicating this whole segment to my girl Mary J. Blige. Shout out to you, queen. Let's go back in time and take a listen to some of her songs. This is just a touch of J, man. Oh my gosh, make sure y'all checking out my girl Mary J. Blige on her new Amazon documentary, man.
Documentary,
it's
man.
All about my
it's
life.
All about my life. Yeah,
all right.
So the song's about to put this out there in pieces for you.
Can't live without you.
Can't live without you, babe.
Can't live without you, babe.
Can't live without you.
I never wanna live without you, babe.
No, I can't.
So
Wait a minute, y'all. Did y'all like that? This is just a touch of Jay. Y'all already know I got another one for you, right? Let me slow it down.
Slow down, baby. The loving ain't going nowhere.
Hey. Don't rush, baby.
Listen, y'all know I got another one for you, right? This is just a touch of Jay. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you, man. Cause I don't wanna do anything else. Y'all like that? You like it when I do it like that? Don't you, man? Listen here. I told y'all this is just a touch of Jay, right? Mary just trying to let y'all know, man. All she want is just you and me. She don't want nothing else, all right? Check out the next song, man. It's up next. This one right here. This is just a touch of Jay. Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, man. Listen to Mary, right? She wants y'all to know that your boy I need. Oh,
I'm there for you anytime you need.
Y'all hear that?
Believe, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live. thousands of kids. One life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to funk with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give.
Oh man, what can I hit y'all with now, man? I think I gotta give y'all something special. Classic throwback. She says she can love you. Gosh, I told y'all, man, I got another one for you, baby. This is just a touch of J. Man, gotta reminisce over the loves that we had, right? At least that's what Mary J. Blige says. Everything, man. I'm gonna end this one off right here with this track. It's another classic one, man. Y'all know this is just a touch of you, right? And I had to put all that out there in pieces for you, baby. Right? Thanks for listening. JUSTATOUCHOF _ a letter J. Yeah, that's what they call.
Up my day, and you're on fast.
Make sure y'all Google Just a Touch of J, download the Just a Touch of J app, and check me out on My Name is RONI76 or Instagram, baby. The link is in the bio.
Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on 1 second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J. Be your hair.
Pieces for you.
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? What's up, y'all?
Gosh,
y'all hear that?